Parshat Tetzaveh, and also Parshat Zachor, this Shabbat. Make sure you hear that parasha, special reading for Maftir. It's mitzvah d'oraita to be in Beit Knesset this Shabbat, to hear the Maftir, Parshat Zachor, Shabbat before Purim. Candlelighting, 541. Parashat Tetzaveh is an interesting parasha because it is the parasha, when you read through it, the only parasha from the time that Moshe was born until his death, where his name, the name Moshe, is not mentioned in the parasha, the entire parasha, from beginning to end. This is picked up on by the Baal HaTurim and others. And the question really is why? Why is Moshe's name absent from the parasha? The last few days, we didn't have a chance to speak about it. Some new information has come out about the tragic shooting in the school in Florida last week. And the story that I was following was about a certain officer who was on duty who was standing outside the school for 4 minutes. He was there for 4 minutes out of the 6 minutes that this young guy with the gun was inside the building. And this officer was armed. He was in uniform. He had bulletproof vest on, standing armed guard right outside the school, and he didn't go in for 4 minutes. He was standing there, and he did not enter the building. And they found this out, and they suspended him without pay. Story was, he ended up resigning from his position. You can only imagine what could have been if he would have gone in. Who knows how many lives he could have saved. He was the one guy who was there. He was literally on duty, standing there, and he failed to follow the rules of his job, which is to go in and engage the active shooter. And he didn't do it. And now people are very angry. They have to protect him and his family. It's a big mess. You talk about taking an opportunity, mesirut nefesh, putting everything on the line. And sometimes we don't know when that moment is going to come. Sometimes we don't know when that moment in our lives where we have to do something or say something or act, and maybe we miss the chance and maybe we miss the opportunity. That to me is the whole parasha of this week, of Zachor, of the Megillah, all the things that we're reading and we're going to read, and I want to go through them one by one. In Megillah, we know one of the great moments of crisis in the story when Mordechai finds out about the plan and he gets a message through to Esther. It's Perek Dalet. But Yomer Mordechai Lashiva Esther, and he sends a message through, and the message basically is, Esther, you have a choice. You can either be quiet, you can sit in your throne, in your palace, in your house. And you know what? You can do that. That's your choice. There will come salvation for the Jewish people one way or another. And he says, but you know what? You, no one's ever going to know about you. History will move on. And a person named Esther will, like, the person never existed. Think about this for a moment, Esther. Umiyodea im le'et kazot igat l'malchut. Maybe it was this very moment. Maybe the whole reason that you're queen, the whole reason that all of the things happened, everything lined up in your life just for this moment. And now you have an opportunity. And it's right in front of you. And the question that history is calling on you to answer is, what are you going to do? What are you going to do at this very moment? At this exact moment where all of history can turn if you make a choice and you take a risk, and it was risky to go in to speak to Ahasuerus unannounced, uninvited. Esther knew that. And she had a choice. She could either say, too bad, I'm not going to risk my life. It's not worth it. Or she could realize that at that moment she was being called on for something greater. And that's exactly what she did. Tomer Esther l'shuv marcha, lech konos kol yudim, get them to fast. And the Megillah starts to turn from that moment. We read the Parsha of Zachor this week. Amalek is attacking the Jewish people. One guy, one person steps forward. His name is Yehoshua. And he says, I'm going to do something. And he gets an army together and they fight. And they win. And they're victorious. And it was in the Zchut of Yehoshua that we're told in the Halakha that all of the cities that were walled, that had walls around them from the days of Yehoshua bin Nun, those are the cities that are going to read the Megillah, not on the 14th of Adar, but on the 15th of Adar, in the Zchut of Yehoshua, not in the Zchut of Moshe or anybody else. Because it was Yehoshua who fought the war, who fought the battle, who went out as a general and took the initiative and seized the moment. And he put it all on the line. And that's exactly why the Baal HaTurim says, Moshe's name is not in this week's parasha, because when it came to the Cheder Egel, Hashem says, I'm going to destroy the people. And what does Moshe say? Im kein, mecheini na mi sifracha. Erase my name from your book. I don't want to have anything to do with this history if the Jewish people are not part of it. Moshe put it all on the line. He put his entire career, his name, literally on the line. And guess what? His name was erased from Parshat Tetzaveh as a reward for his Mesirut Nefesh, for putting it all on the line. That's one of the great messages of these readings, Zachor, Tetzaveh, Megillat Esther, the tragedy that we learned about. We don't know when that moment is going to come in our life when we'll be called upon to do something significant, to do something great, to do something big. Let's be inspired by these great people. Maybe that moment for us is now, maybe it's tomorrow, maybe it's next week. We don't know when we're going to be called upon. But let's keep that message in mind, because we're all here for that moment. Shabbat Shalom.